WPHM.
More Blue Water newsmakers are coming up. Back to more Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, it is Tuesday morning. Time to talk travel with Deanne from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
We're getting close to spring break time, aren't
oh,
we?
Oh, yes, we are. It's coming faster and faster.
It really is. I mean, I know we're just coming off midwinter break, but as students and teachers go back to school, they say, now when's the next big one? And it's spring break, and it's just a few weeks away. So there's some travel do's and don'ts we need to talk about.
We do. You know, I love every single day when someone calls and says, oh my gosh, I just realized my passport's expired.
Whoops.
Well, here's the thing, and I know we've talked about this at least a couple times a year, but remember, your passport expires 6 months before the actual expiration date. So if it says it expires June 1st, it's really January 1st.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I can't explain it, but you do have to have it, a new passport.
Yeah, and it does take time to process, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I have a client that just told me yesterday that her son's is going to expire. Because remember, kids under the age of 16, their passports are only good for 5 years.
Okay.
So you kind of forget about theirs because you're kind of basing it on your own. Here's two ways to do it. My first choice would be is to go down to the Detroit Passport Agency in Detroit. Mm-hmm. They have one down there. It's right off the highway. It's very easy to get to. Been there myself twice. And here's the thing. You can get a passport in one day.
Okay.
And it may cost you about $185. But for me, it's worth it. You're not filling out all this crazy paperwork. And you've got your old passport. You're just turning it in.
Okay.
So that would be something I would do. If you can't do that or, you know, your time is limited, then get to the post office and expedite your passport. It's an easy thing to do, and they will expedite it with a travel date. So you should have it within 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, that's important, especially if you're planning, you know, to go to Mexico for your spring break.
You know, there's a couple of things about a passport I want to talk about, too, is that what people don't understand, being so close to Canada, we're kind of spoiled because we can use that enhanced driver's license. You know, and what the difference is an enhanced driver's license, you can drive in and out of Canada.
Yeah.
You cannot fly out of Canada. So recently I was at a travel function with a friend of mine. And her, she had a real predicament. Her clients went through Windsor and went to Toronto. He had a massive heart attack.
Yeah.
He could not fly from Toronto by medical helicopter because he did not have his passport. So I'm not trying to bring in the negative, but again, you never know. My dad passed away in Canada. He was only over the bridge, but, you know, God forbid if he was in a hospital and had to be medevaced somewhere, you can't be.
Be prepared.
So be prepared. And that's where I say, again, people always say, oh, but I've got an enhanced driver's license. It really is only good for driving in and out. And you don't really think it's going to happen to you. But I'll tell you, I never thought it would happen to me either.
Yeah.
And another thing about that is that passport card. I honestly don't know what that is. I honestly don't know why it's been invented. Because you can't use it anywhere that I know of other than, again, to drive in and out of Canada for us or Mexico.
Right.
And so those are those do's and don'ts, you know, the whole passport thing. The second thing is luggage. Every airline, you can ask me, if you come up to me and I have this question all the time, hey, I'm flying, you know, how much is luggage? Standard with Delta, it's $25 for the first bag. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's $50 or $100, depending on how much it weighs. Every airline is different. Some is up to 50 pounds like Delta. It's up to 40 pounds with Air Canada. It, you know, some you don't have to pay for a carry-on, some you do. The best way to look at it and the best way to get the correct information, because they change it all the time and I could be wrong, is to go onto their website and look under their baggage fees.
Yeah.
If you're traveling. And I'll tell you, I would rather have you do it ahead of time than to get to the airport and then, you know, then they tell you it's $100.
Yeah.
You know. So those are my two big do's and don'ts. My other third one is, you know, this whole check-in online thing. When you're going to Mexico, Punta Cana, Jamaica, out of the country, you can't necessarily check in 24 hours prior if you don't have your passport available. Because what the whole process is that you need your passport in your record to travel. Right. So just get to the airport a couple hours early, get there. They just scan your passport in the little machine, and then they've got all your information in there. And then once you do that, like mine is programmed. So like now my passport's always in my record with the Delta SkyMiles number. So don't panic if you can't check in. It's not a big deal. It's a simple process now. It's electronic. Your passport just slides in and goes. So don't worry if you're not, you know, checked in. Just get to the airport early, though.
Get there early. I know a lot of people say, well, what am I going to do at the airport if I have 2-3 hours to kill? Well, you know what? You're going to relax because you're on vacation. You're traveling. You're going to read a book. You're going to have breakfast, whatever it is.
Coney Island's there. We eat Coney Island breakfast every time we travel. My kids know. My husband now knows.
Yeah, and you have the peace of mind of knowing we're here.
Exactly. And you know, I am a very stressful flyer. As much as I fly, and people would think, really? But I am. Until I'm in the airport and through security, I am really a basket case.
Yeah.
I just want to get there. And I am the person that sits for 2 hours. And everybody teases me, and nobody wants, you know, everybody that travels with me says, we'll meet you there. But you know what? I'm there, and I'm good. And there has been times where I've planned on being 2 hours early when I've just made my flight.
Yeah.
So to make my life easier and happier, I do that. So
right. That's good advice for sure. If people have other travel questions as they're planning their spring break or their summer or fall or next winter's trip, what do they need to do?
Give me a call at St. Clair Travel. We've got four girls in our office, and any of us can help you. And it's St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right. Thank you, Deanne. Deanne Coleman with us from St. Clair Travel on WPHM, 20 past 8 o'clock.